This is the audio log of John Z. Lowe, dated 14th of December, 2020. Today we will be discussing the origins, inspirations, and messages behind the short story series, One Breath. I will be honest, One Breath is a bit of a first for me because it is my first experimental story. A story that didn't have 9 to 10 years to flesh itself out, like Sorrow and Joy did. I pretty much came up with the concept when I was lying in bed one night looking at a friend's art. Then, as I sat there, laying in bed in the dead of midnight, an idea started to form in my head. A very strange but interesting idea. What if there was a story about a young girl who could hold her breath for absurd periods of time? It was possible, because in the creative realm, anything goes. So, I spent a few hours that night jotting down an idea, solidifying it, so that I wouldn't forget it the next morning. I lost a couple of hours of sleep that night, to be honest, but honestly, I think it was worth it. Soon after, the next day, I had a fully fleshed short story in the works. An underwater journey for the whole family, where one would spend the entirety of the story on one breath. It was interesting to me in a number of ways writing this. Chief among which being the fact that the main character Kaya had only one breath to work with. And I mean only one breath. No scuba tanks, no rebreathers, not even a bag full of air. Nothing. Just one deep breath and a handful of gear that she snuck in with her. And the deeper she went, and the further she swam, the closer she would be to a very unfortunate fate. And that was one of the main selling points behind One Breath, the suspense. Because even Kaya can't hold her breath forever. The further she went, the further that clock would tick down, until eventually, she would need to breathe. But the question was, would she make it? I remember some of the readers behind One Breath telling me that they read that part of the story with anxiety, because they didn't know if she was going to make it or not. And that's exactly the kind of reaction that I wanted. Because if you get invested, if you actually care about a character's well-being and you want them to make it, then that's a good story. And it also showcases several other messages that I wanted to express in One Breath. Another of which is Kaya's helpful nature. Yes, she is special, but she doesn't exactly act like it. She just wants to enjoy the ocean with others and share the joy of it. But when someone is in danger, she wants to help. That was especially the case in both books. There is someone that she loves so much, trapped in the ocean, or afflicted by a past scarring by the ocean, that she is willing to risk drowning to try and help them out. And that kind of devotion, that kind of connection, that kind of love, whether it be familial, spousal, or platonic. That's something you can't fake, not even in fiction. And there is no shame in showing to the others you care about that you love them. And there is no shame in showing that however you can. Because we're all connected in this world, one way or another. Another message that I wanted to showcase in one breath is the nature of the ocean itself. It is beautiful. The ocean is vibrant, teeming with life that can never be replicated on land. But it is also dangerous. It will not hesitate to blindside you and leave you as fish food if you are not careful, if you take it for granted. Even now, the ocean threatens humanity as a whole because of what we've done to it. And one final message that I wanted to show in one breath is that when you're on a limited time, like say, you're holding your breath with no way back but forward, you need to make every second count. Because we're all on a clock. And one day that clock will hit zero. And that'll be it. When that clock hits zero, our next breath could be our last. It could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen a week from now or 60 years from now. We don't know until it happens. So, in short, I guess the main things to take from one breath are this. You never know. Hold those dear to you closely. Because you never know when they might be gone, or they might be in danger, or need your help. Treat the ocean with care, because you never know when it might leave you for dead, if you're not careful. And make every breath you take count, because you never know when your next breath could be your last. You never know. So make it count. End of log.